Hey everyone, it's Thomas over here with Yakkerbot Talk. Thank you again for showing up and putting me in your earbuds. I really appreciate it. I actually have Joseph that I'm interviewing today, and it's a really kind of an exciting topic. A lot of you might remember when the App Store was first released. It was a little chaotic, lots of random apps, some that came, some that went. But I remember listening to episodes, like podcast episodes from Pat Flynn and others about people who kind of jumped on board on the App Store for games, and I was really that always kind of intrigued me because it was something I was interested in but never really got into. So I brought Joseph because he was talking about games and Facebook Messenger bots. So hopefully you guys enjoy this episode. I think some of you might jump on this because it is exciting. I've seen more activity in the different communities, the bot communities, about this topic. And so this is just kind of an exciting thing. So hopefully you enjoy this episode, and yeah, here we go. All right, everyone. Well, welcome back to the podcast. I have Joseph here. Joseph, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking.
Awesome. And as typical, I guess introduce yourself to everybody. Let us know where you kind of started from and what you're currently up to.
Sure. Yeah. So my name is Joseph Burchette, and I've been working in the game industry, I've been a software engineer for like 12 plus years, but I've been working professionally in the game industry. I worked at a few game companies for a while. Working on a bunch of social games, making some mobile games and some like web games as well. And so, yeah, my background was primarily as a full stack engineer, starting in the Flash world. And then as that died away and exploded a horrible death, I kind of moved over to doing more like native stuff and working in the game engine Unity to build some mobile games. And so, kind of my full-time job is I work at a company called Enhance, and it's a tool that makes it really easy to integrate in third-party like SDKs into your mobile application. So if you're a mobile game developer right now, I make it so that the company I work for makes it so that you can like super easily put in ads and other like in-app purchases and all that other stuff in there pretty simply. But I'm also a huge, huge lover of chatbots and everything related to that. And so, I mean, like tremendously, I kind of got right into it, right into the scene, right when it exploded and all the platforms like opened up like Slack and Facebook and WhatsApp and Telegram and all those things in 2016. And my love of video games combined with the idea of chatbots, just like, oh my God, I can bring back the whole idea of classic text adventures and all that really cool stuff. So yeah, my beginnings are primarily in the game industry and being a game developer, but I also have an incredible love for just messaging and chat applications and all that good stuff. And I've done lots of game jams. I'm a huge person in the doing like community events and I do a podcast. I do all kinds of stuff related to game dev. So I'm a huge, huge lover of that. And of course, I'm a gamer. I got a Switch and PlayStation 4 and Xbox. I'm all over the place with this stuff. I love it all.
That's awesome. So, I mean, are you able to name drop a couple of games that you worked on?
Sure, yes. Well, I mean, they're like social games, and how social games go is that they exist for a little while and they go away. So the first company I worked for was called Click Nation, and then they were taken over by EA and became Capital Games. And I worked on, before that merging happened, I worked on two games, one called Age of Champions, another one called Starship Command, which are now gone, which sucks. But they were basically social Facebook games around when that whole thing was really, really big. Remember, there were tons of games on Facebook.
Oh my gosh, Farmville and all that.
Oh yeah, I mean, and right around that time, it was about 2010 was when I was working at that game company. And then I worked at another game company called Fifth Planet Games, which we made. I worked on a whole bunch of games there. One called Dawn of the Dragons, which started as a Facebook game and then became a mobile game. That game is actually still live.
And yeah, I think I've seen ads for it.
Yeah, you can definitely play that one. It's like an old school RPG where you can have your fantasy character and stuff like that. And I worked on, there's another game I worked on called Curio Quest. I believe that is live in the store as well. It's like a Pokemon-esque type game for mobile and the web. So yeah, and that was also my Fifth Planet games as well. Yeah, and I've also made a bunch of few, like long time ago, a few games on Newgrounds for Flash games. And,
oh, wow, that is a long time ago.
That's right, yeah. And I do a lot of game jams. Game jams are basically hackathons, but for games. And I open source pretty much all my code. So if people don't mind looking at ActionScript, which is the language for Flash, I have it all on my GitHub. So if anyone's ever interested in looking at that stuff, I have a bunch of prototypes on there as well.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit more about the game jams. Is it like you have 24 hours, create a game or something, or what?
Yeah, that's exactly it. So there are two type of game jams I would usually do is a weekend game jam, which is 48 hours, or where you basically just at the very beginning, you're given a theme, and the theme could be, you know, for these 48 hours, make a game where you can only roll around on the ground and, you know, you have to, you know, cluck like a chicken or something like that could be. That could be the theme of that particular game jam. And for 48 hours, you have a team of people, usually like 3 or 4, not recommended to go higher than that. And then you just crunch, stay up all night long. And then at the very end, you kind of have like, you know, kind of your own little version of your demo day or something. And everyone exhausted and tired just shows off the games they've been making. And the other types of game jams that I would usually do is like a 7-hour game jam. Those tend to be in an insane crunch because you have very, very little time.
Yeah.
But those are typically pretty fun. So yeah, essentially a hackathon, but just for games.
That sounds so awesome though. I mean, I'm sure there's just, you know, cases and cases of Red Bull around and.
Oh man, you have no idea. I
pizza boxes.
Yes. And I can tell you right around, if you have a 48-hour game jam, right around the last day, usually around like 2 or 3 a.m. is when people start to get really loopy and just things get really strange. like rolling around on desks and just kind of like shouting random. It gets weird.
That's funny.
But it's fun though. It's great.
Oh my gosh. Do you ever record those or like do highlight reels?
Yeah. So we I do have some old on the meetup that I made. I think we still have the footage on our YouTube. We did do live streams of some of the presentations, or if not the whole night, I do know that we have like demoed, we recorded all the demos that happened at the very end. And some of the games are pretty creative and pretty amazing considering the short amount of time. So it's,
yeah,
it's
I bet. Awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. I'll have to link that in the show notes as well.
Absolutely.
That sounds so much fun. Actually, I came from, the EverQuest and, World of Warcraft and Ultima Online kind of era.
Oh, awesome.
So I was into, you know, massive multiplayer online role-playing games, or MMORPGs as they're called. So
yeah, man. So you actually know, I made the mistake of trying to build a network multiplayer game in 48 hours, and that was not bright. I like use Node.js to and Socket.io to like do all the networking and stuff and build the socket server, and that was turning out great, but then I actually built the front end game in Flash and I was trying to do it where everything would sync up correctly over the network. And that's where things just kind of fell apart.
Crash and burn.
Yeah. So I ended up having to scrap that. And then I built this weird game where I built an arena shooter with a bunch of squares. So.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Target practice.
Yeah. It was fun.
We'll call it Target Joe.
There you go.
Awesome. Well, cool. So, I mean, tell me, you know, I was, the way I found you, it was just on Facebook, and it was just like this, I can't even remember what the post was, but it was just this casual post about, games coming into Messenger. And I thought that was such a exciting thing, kind of harkening back to, what Facebook did with Farmville and those other games and how those just ridiculously exploded. And so I saw the writing on the wall and I was like, holy crap, I have to talk to this guy and see if I can get more information. And, it's a little bit different than, some of the other podcast episodes where it's talking about, you know, strategies or tactics about chatbots specifically. But I thought that this was such an interesting topic that, you know, for the right people, it might, just resonate, really well with them.
So, I mean, tell me what you kind of see as the current state of gaming with messengers, and then where it should be going or could go.
Absolutely. Once again, I really do appreciate letting me come on and talk about this, because it truly is an area that I believe is just not being discussed at all. And
I know.
Right? And it's just an insane amount of potential here. And I truly understand why it's not being talked about, simply because now when you think of chatbots, the things that are being constantly pushed out in front of you is just, it's customer service. It's
right.
You know, how to do, like, you know, accounting or business or e-commerce or that kind of stuff, or new way to get your brand in front of people and so on and so forth. And that, I mean, that's right. I mean, it is.
Yeah. Messaging totally.
Are like a perfect way to do that. But you also have to think about too, that, I mean, you have literally billions of people, or, you know, at least on Facebook Messenger, and, you know, you have more, like, millions of people on Kick and Telegram and WhatsApp and Skype. And there's so many of them. And these people are using these apps, like, not, they're using them more than any other kind of app on their phone right now. And they're not using them like just once every day. They're using them like literally every other, like, hour or minutes, or it's just like, I mean, I know for me personally, for work, I use Skype, I use Facebook Messenger, I use Slack, I use, you know, just texting for just normal. I use all this stuff like all the time, every single day.
Right.
And, yeah. I mean, you gotta, I mean, if people are using that kind of app that much all the time, there is like zero reason why they can't have some sort of form of entertainment during their downtime between talking to someone, or if they want to interact with someone in a group setting, or, I mean, there's all these opportunities for people to be entertained, or to have, or to like play a game with someone, or do, or have it something to be very social. Because if you think about it, all these messaging apps by default already are social and are networked together and real time, all the things you want to have inside of a game.
Right.
So, yeah. So Facebook Messenger, they saw this, and that's why they had launched about last year, instant games, which essentially allows you to play games inside of Facebook Messenger. And their thinking was, you know what, between talking with someone, since we already know you're in Facebook Messenger all the time, why not play a little game? Why not do something quick and fun? I mean, it makes a lot of sense when you think about it. So before instant games, people were getting around this idea of letting people play games between doing other stuff by just creating bots and creating like old school text adventure games, or making it so that when you click on a link inside of the chatbot, it would launch the internal browser inside of Messenger, which would be like an HTML5 or JavaScript game that you could play right in there. And that's essentially all instant games are. They're just web games built inside of their internal web browser inside of Messenger. So they see this potential, and going back to the post that you found me on, it basically, they made a huge, huge announcement. This is something that I had actually had talked with some people at Zynga, because Zynga had jumped on this. There are actually big game companies already launching games on Messenger right now, like Zynga and a few other like smaller indie game companies. And one of the things, when I was talking to one of the people at Zynga, they were saying that, yeah, man, we love Messenger. We see there's a lot of potential here. We may not be getting as many people as we would if we were just doing a native app or something, but, you know, there's still so much that, you know, we think we can do here. The only problem is there's no way for us to make money. We can't. Facebook won't let us show ads. They won't let us do in-game payments. And then, bam. Facebook just made the announcement that they are now, with Instant Games, making it so that developers can, if they launch their games on Instant Games, they can now display ads. And if you look on some of the games on there right now, they're already starting to do that. And you can do in-game payments. So right there, you have now officially made it so that Messenger can be now seen as a legit platform for building games and also making money as a developer.
Right.
As well, so,
which is probably the biggest beef that developers had with developing games. I mean, there's some, you know, fairly helpful people that just want to build a game to build a game, but really, yeah, it's just, you know, there's no real super duper incentive. You're gonna miss out on those big action packed and really well put together games.
Exactly. No, that is exactly right. And some of the other upsides to having a game inside of Messenger. I mean, I'm sure there's still some people listening to this, like wondering, I mean, that's kind of dumb. Why would I want to play games in Messenger when I could just already have them from the app stores and it's like Google Play and, you know, iTunes? That's kind of dumb. Well, you also have to think too, the other upside is that you don't have to install anything.
Boom.
Install. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I see as the biggest benefit, that there's no additional app. You don't have to go to a different program to download it and then wait for it to download. It just, you click on it, it loads and you're good.
Exactly. And that's why they call them instant games, because, right? Because first of all, you don't have to download anything. The game will always be there for you. And also, they load insanely fast. There is zero download right now. The App Store is also becoming very cluttered. It's becoming, if you don't have a publisher, if your game is not associated with any type of publisher, it's going to be almost impossible for you to be discovered. Discovered in the App Store, unless you make that like the next Angry Birds, or if you make the next Flappy Bird, one hit wonder or something.
Yeah,
it's really difficult. That is one of the other two really upsides: zero install and it loads insanely fast. And, you know, it's also inherently by default, it's already social. So you can play this game with other people in a group. I mean, you can already instantly get notified of things that are going to be happening. I mean, there's all these perks that are already kind of built right into the system for you, that usually you'd have to build out all this stuff yourself if you're making kind of more of just a native game in the Google Play Store or App Store. So, I mean, right there, that's already a lot of potential as an indie game developer to want to start making games on there. And right now, this is essentially, you could call, the beginning of the gold rush. it really is, because they just now gave you a reason. Like about 2 weeks ago, they made this announcement for making money using Messenger games. And only a few big companies are actually in on this stuff, and there's not a lot of games there. So like, now is the time, just like the beginning of the whole Facebook gaming gold rush, now is the time to jump in and start making games for this stuff. Like,
right, low competition.
Exactly. Get ahead of the curve, you know, get your, and because there's not a lot of games in their little search, and you can get to these games by in Facebook Messenger, right now at the bottom right, you'll see a little game controller. And when you click that, it'll give you a list of all the instant games that you can play currently. And there's not a lot there. So wouldn't you think that it would be a great opportunity if you start developing the game? And they're looking, like when I went to GDC in 2017, which is the Game Developers Conference, it's a week-long conference. It's the biggest conference in the whole game development scene. And Facebook was there showing off Oculus and Messenger and all that kind of stuff. And I had talked to their developer relations person, and they said, you know, we're still looking real hard for games, like some really cool games that we can put up there. And so they're open to a lot of people, and you can just like ping them, and if they like your game, they'll put it up there. So
They're
almost starved for quality games at this point. They want more games. So
that's so awesome. I mean, what, one thing I kind of go back to is like the old 8-bit sort of games or 16-bit games, Zelda and whatnot. I mean, any chances that, you know, something like Zelda or those sort of games would be coming to instant games? I mean, this is purely a selfish question.
No, but it's a good question. I'm glad you asked it. So the type of games that work really well in Facebook Messenger are the kind of games that are very quick to play, and you can kind of go in and out. So
like arcade style.
Exactly. Those are the games they're looking for. Those are the games that if you play instant Messenger games right now, those are like pretty much all the type of games. They're quick games you can jump in and out of, not have a lot of investment. That's not to say there cannot be games like you're describing, but the games that they're looking for and the games that they're kind of trying to shape the experience around are games that you can kind of like arcade games you can just jump real fast in and out. Because remember, this is Messenger. You gotta,
right.
Yeah. You want to be able to jump in and out super fast, chat with someone as you're waiting, jump back in the game again, do something, you know, that kind of stuff.
So, yeah, so like a 30-second sort of gameplay or something, right?
Exactly. But that's not to say there cannot be games with deeper experiences. So what you would want to do is build that arcade game, but shape a lot of features around that game that would allow the person to want to keep coming back. Like, For instance, if you're building a game where it's an arcade game and all you're doing is kind of like, I don't know, it's like a classic shooter or a shmup or something where you're just shooting lots of little, alien ships or something. Well, that's fine. That can be the main part of the game, the survival mode, if you will. But then you want to create what's called raids where everyone has to work together. You have to invite other friends together to take down a huge, huge ship, and it's going to require everyone's effort to kind of start to blowing it to pieces. And then what you could also do is you could make it so if they watch a little ad or something for real quick, then you could make it so that they can now start upgrading their ship and buying more things and stuff like that. So you're still keeping the idea that they can jump in and out as much as they want without a lot of investment, but now you're making it so that the experience that they're going to have is going to be much richer every time they go back, and they're going to be more willing to pay money or watch something because now they can be a part of that raid and with their other friends and help take down the big monster or whatever. So there are ways that you can actually, incentivize the user to want to purchase things or do things so that you can make money and they can still be happy.
So, yeah, totally. That's so crazy.
Yeah. So there's also like the whole bunch of other different platforms, like I had talked about as well. I mean, when you think about Facebook Messenger is pushing their instant games because it gives them more opportunities to show ads, and because you can only use Facebook ads with it. So it's benefiting them greatly. So that's why they want to keep pushing this and incentivizing people to kind of keep playing these games and doing more with them. And it's not like
people it just increases their bottom line, right? I mean, that's just another way for them to show ads.
Exactly. So they're winning, as a developer, you're winning as well. And it's not like people are not playing these games. If you go to the instant game section of Messenger right now, you will see some of these games are getting well over 1 million plays like monthly. So they're doing well. They're doing very, very well. So it's not like people are not playing these games at all.
Yeah. That's so crazy. I'm just, I'm excited to see where it's going to go. I mean, with your gaming history, I mean, 12 years in gaming years, that's like 172 years in normal years. I mean, where do you see instant gaming going? Because I know you mentioned, text-based and whatnot, but what do you think the future is there, like in the next year and then the next 5 years?
Absolutely. So I think just really in general, of course, Facebook Messenger, but just in general, like the gaming space in messaging, I think is going to really, really explode. Now, for Facebook Messenger, it's going to be the instant games because that's what they're pushing. So I think you're going to be in probably the next year or two, you're going to be seeing bigger name companies jumping in on this. Like I had mentioned Zynga, they're already in there. Some of their games are on there. You're probably going to be seeing Activision. I would not be surprised if we started seeing EA. You're already starting to see more brands on there. Like when Wonder Woman, when that movie came out, they released the game on instant game. So I definitely can see lots of potential for brands and more marketing, creating like advert games going in there. So, and it's not like Facebook is just kind of like, pushing this off the side. No, they're putting this front and center. They gave gaming their own section in Messenger.
Right.
So I think they have lots of plans for this and they're going to be taking it very seriously. So for the future of gaming in Messenger on Facebook Messenger, I see a truckload of potential on there and it's only going to get bigger, which is why I'm trying to reiterate that it's so important for developers, especially game developers, to realize this and start using this as a way to get in there so they can start making money and start building out their own brands if they want. I mean, think about it. Outside of just releasing games on there, it's also great marketing opportunities. So let's just say you already have a mobile game on there. A mobile game on like Google Play or something like that. Why not create kind of a simpler version of that game, the instant game version of that on Facebook Messenger? Some games are already starting to do that and then cross promote between those two systems. So there's a lot of potential here. So on Facebook Messenger, I see them pushing it into games. Now you're probably like, people are probably saying, all right, Joe, this is awesome, but I'm a chatbot developer. I don't really know how to make, these crazy visual games. I'm not an artist and any of that kind of stuff. And, that's fine. There are two parts to it. There's more visual web games, which is the instant games, which is they're pushing. Now, I have noticed that for just games in the chatbot, like just directly creating a chatbot on Messenger, they haven't been kind of giving a lot of love to that part of it as much as their instant games. But there are still a few chatbot-based games that are still living, that are still doing well. The only problem is for monetizing, it's a little bit harder because they kind of crack down a bit more on what you can do inside of a chatbot versus inside of an instant game. So what I have seen a few people do, like this is one company, I feel so bad as I can remember the name, where they create a text-based MMO. And
is it that space game?
Yes, that space game.
Oh, and yeah.
They actually, what they're doing right now is they have a link where you can basically, if you want to, donate money to kind of help keeping them going. So as you can see, they're not directly saying, you know, purchase, you know, 5 space coins and, you know, you can keep progressing through. Because I'm not super clear on this, but I don't believe Facebook allows you to do something like that or to use their payment system for chatbots. I mean, you can use it for e-commerce. You can use their payment system for that and like other stuff, but I do not believe, I think in their terms of service, they said you cannot use their Facebook's in payments for chatbots to sell digital goods of any kind.
Oh, yeah, digital goods for sure.
So there's a problem there. There are a few other services where that people have created to help chatbot developers make money. So that is definitely still an area that's kind of a little when it comes to doing chatbot games, but I'm still trying to figure out good ways to help developers make money when it comes to just building a straight chatbot game. So I would say if you want to make a game and you want it to be on Facebook Messenger, to build a web-based game and shoot for instant games, because that's what they're pushing the most. But if you truly just feel like you don't have the skills to do that, I'd still try and shoot for making a chatbot game. But just remember that right now it's still kind of new on how to monetize that. So that area is still a little gray, but I still think it's worth doing it because it has such a bright future.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, so there's a lot of potential there. Now, keep in mind, that's only Facebook Messenger. There are still other platforms. Of course, they are not nearly as big as Facebook Messenger. Facebook Messenger is the one you want to shoot for. But honestly, you want to make your chatbot or game cross-platform. You want it to, when you launch it, you want to make it work on Facebook Messenger. You want to make it work on Kick and Telegram. And there's different types of games that work well on each of those platforms. And I've talked to some of their developer relations people like at Kick and Telegram. And so Facebook Messenger is arcadey type games. Those work really well. On Kick, the type of games that work really well are quiz games and really social games. They have a lot of features on there that make it so you can do a lot of group-based type stuff. Hmm. And they're actually okay if you build like a web game or something in their system that has like ads or a payment system like Super Rewards or Payment Wall or something. They're a little kind of you kind of need to talk to them directly to talk about if it's okay if you kind of have an external link, you know, with your chat bot, if it's just pure text to link to an outside source to do payments or watch an ad. But they're a little okay with that. You just need to talk to them. But yeah, those are the type of games that work on Kick. The type of games that work on Telegram. Telegram, out of the three messaging platforms, probably are the lowest in the amount of users. Kick has around 300 million. Facebook Messenger, of course, is 1 billion. And then Telegram, they have around like 100 million, but they're also very focused on international. And they're incredibly lenient on just about everything. And if you want to have a link that links to an external payment system, they have zero problem with that.
Wow.
Ads, go for it. So what you'll see that what works really well on Telegram is that they'll have a lot of games that are both linking out to a web game or just a text-based farm game or a text-based RPG or even like a text-based slot machine casino games. Those tend to do really well on there. And all of those games will link to an external payment source like PayPal or whatever for you to purchase digital currency. And they have no problem letting you do that. So you can make money building chatbot games on Telegram right now. The only problem is it's not nearly as popular as all the other platforms that people are constantly talking about all the time. But there is a lot of potential to actually make money building chatbot games purely text-based on that their platform, like right now. So
yeah, and I mean with the like with an indie game person, I mean I don't think you would need 3 million people to be playing your game to make money. I mean, I'm sure, you know, with a couple hundred or a couple thousand, you could still do fairly well for yourself. And then, you know, that could help you jumpstart into the, you know, the next phase of getting even more people.
Yeah. And another important thing to mention here is that another big problem outside of making money is marketing and distribution of your chatbot. And luckily, we have we have the site called Botlist, created by Seth Louis. Yeah, Seth Louis. And yeah. This guy, he's amazing. I mean, he's a really, really nice guy, and he is just going. He really wants Botlist to do incredibly well. He's about to open up a marketplace where you can buy and sell your bot. So think about it. You make a game, and then you can just sell your bot to other people, or more importantly, what you could do is create an advert game where there can be a lot of money, where you can like sell your game to and have like a product like branded on it or something like that. And then you can work with an external company like Coca-Cola or McDonald's or whatever. And, you build a chatbot game for them. And, it's a great way to get people to interact with their brand and also be entertained at the same time. And then you sell that on the marketplace. So, I mean, there's all these different routes you can take. And as we know, Botlist is probably the most popular portals right now for finding chatbots. And people will immediately be able to find your chatbot more easily, find your game on there. So you kind of think of Botlist and all the other portals out there right now, kind of like the Newgrounds or the Armor Games or the Kongregate, which were flash gaming portals where you go to and just play lots of games, right? I mean, that's kind of what it is. And Botlist even has a game section. So, and this that will help you finding these portals, starting with Botlist. Will give you a great opportunity to get your game easily distributed and might have discovered, and also for potentially to make money off of it by making games and then selling it on some sort of bot marketplace. So, I mean, there are lots of new websites that are coming out that are going to be making it way easier for people to discover your bot and to give you ways for you to actually make money off your bot, which is what we want here. And if you're, once again, you love games and you love chatbots and you want to reach like millions and millions of people really easily, then I mean, I think this particular industry is just, it's so worth it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, so for somebody who's doesn't have any sort of coding background or gaming background, and like say they actually wanted to get started in this area, what would you recommend as a first step?
Yeah, so that's the other big hurdle. the only downside to the bot industry right now is that it's not very friendly unless you have a lot of server side experience, like understanding how servers work and like SSL and all that ridiculous stuff. Then it's kind of like it's super intimidating, but. I mean, I personally am trying to work on a platform that makes it easier for game developers and like other people make chatbots by just using tools that they understand. But for the moment right now, I mean, there are a lot of tools like chatbot creation platforms that do exist. And like one's called, I'm probably going to mispronounce it. It's called like Gumshop. I can always forget how to pronounce it. sorry. There's a whole bunch of them, and I can give it to you in the show notes, a list of all of them.
Yeah,
there's about 6 or 7 big contenders right now in that space for making it so that you don't have to have any coding skills at all, and it's all visual tooling. It's either
interesting.
Yeah, so like it's either a storyboard tool or a GUI tool where you just kind of they'll like visually walk you through how to create like a mock chatbot discussion or interaction and that kind of stuff. Now. Keep in mind that is only for creating a text-based type of chatbot. If you want tooling for actually creating a web-based type of chatbot, there's really not much out there. Once again, I'm trying to build my own platform to make it so that side of things is a bit easier to do, because we're starting to see a few chatbots coming out these days where they're actually mixing GUI, like web components, with actual, like, you know, just normal chat text-based stuff. And a great example of that would be the chatbot called Swelly. They do, they're really popular, and they kind of do this awesome thing where if you want to interact with other users, you'll click on a button or message or something in Messenger, and it will pop up like your friend list in like a UI that overlays on top of it. It's really, really well done from a user experience point of view. So, but with that said, there's sadly no tools that are allowing you to very easily integrate in web-based stuff into the messaging apps. And like I said, I'm trying to fix that problem. But until then, if you want to make a game, there's a web framework called Phaser.io, which is, you have to understand how to use JavaScript in order to make that happen. But if you don't know how to use JavaScript, or you're just disgusted by JavaScript, which I know many people are, there's a very popular tool, and it's all GUI based. It's all visual programming. You do not have to do any programming to build your game. It's called Construct 2, and if you want to do their web based version, their new version of it's called Construct 3, and it's completely web based. It will export out all the web stuff you need, everything you need to go. And then what you can do is that then you can upload that to like some sort of like external like web hosting service or something like Dreamhost or all the other ones out there, or even like GoDaddy. I think they do hosting as well. And then you mix that in using one of the chatbot platform services, and you link to that game. I know it already sounds like a gajillion different steps, and you're like, Joe, I'll probably eventually start writing some tutorials and like, you know, ways to easily introduce people and how to do this stuff. I mean, it is intimidating. I mean, I'm a full stack engineer. To me, this is just another day of coding. It's nothing.
Right.
But it's, you know, to the average person, if you're like, just wants to make a chatbot or make a chatbot game really easily, and I explain the kajillions of steps, and I just say, all right, well, after you've done all that, you know, you're good to go. And I'll be like,
what? People are just scratching their heads.
Like a little bit of drool. It's like, what? Yeah. What are you talking about? So, no, that is absolutely why I can imagine the whole gaming scene in Messenger and stuff like that hasn't really taken off yet, too, because the barrier of entry is extremely high. But I feel like once enough tools have come out where you can kind of really ease that process, and the tools are there, it's just a matter of bringing them all together to make it work. And once you do that, there's so much potential here for this being the next big gaming platform. I mean, so often right now in the game industry, you will hear about the latest things in AR or VR and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's like the huge thing being talked about, but honestly, I really think, you know, just the messaging scene is going to be the next big gaming, you know, gaming platform. It's just not enough people understand how to do it, and also just where to start. And like, I mean, there's so many different variables you need to factor in to do it. So yeah, I mean, I can see why that's making it harder. But I mean, if enough people are interested, I will absolutely make some tutorials. And trust me, it's not nearly as painful or as hard as maybe I'm making it sound, or you know, but it's actually quite simple. And once you, and all, like I said, all the tools for you to do this already exist, and you do not have to be a programmer. You don't have to learn JavaScript, C#, you know, Python, whatever. You don't have to do any of that stuff. It's all visual tools. Everything's super simple, and as long as you literally just have a good idea for a game, and understand the different markets, like I was talking about, for each specific platform, like what type of game will work on each one, you're right. Good to go, and you can be ahead of the curve and making all that lovely Facebook money. So, I mean, it'd be awesome. So
that's awesome. And I'll link to you as well, your Facebook profile, so people can follow you and whatnot. And if you have a YouTube channel, we can link to that. That way people, you know, if they are interested, they can kind of maybe follow you as you talk about it as well.
Absolutely. I'm hoping that I can start eventually doing some more talks, and I would love, and I'll be, I mean, I'm going to be at this year's GDC. And I mean, like, you know, if anyone ever wants to ping me on Facebook Messenger with a question or anything, I'm more than happy to answer this stuff. So
also more than happy to geek out about it too, right?
I'm so sorry. I've been like ranting on
about it. No, I love it. It's such a fun topic for me too. It's like, like I feel like squealing over here, you know?
Yeah, I love it all.
Awesome. Well, so how can people find you? And I know you mentioned another platform you wanted to talk about, Pummelhead.
Yeah. So the platform that I had been building and talking about just a little bit is it's called Pummelhead Engine, and it's essentially going to be a bunch of tools that I've been creating to make it very easy for you if you're a developer or a game developer to actually build this stuff out really simply with like UI tools and other really cool stuff. So it's called pummelheadengine.com right now. You have links to all the Facebook page and all that kind of stuff. It hasn't launched yet, but if anyone's ever interested in that kind of stuff, just let me know and I'll like get them in there and start testing stuff.
Awesome. And then you also have a podcast about gaming, right?
Yeah, so I actually have a podcast about game development where I interview people from the game industry. I talk about game design. I talk about, I did a weekly podcast that's kind of going to go back on track with that. And we like talk about just about everything. It's really, really informative, especially if you're new to game development.
Awesome. What's that called?
GameDevRadio.com.
Nice. Well, awesome. Good man. Anything else that you wanted to mention? I mean, this has been such a fun episode to me. Just so much potential, so much possibility. Anything else that you wanted to mention?
Yeah. So I guess I would just have to say is that I know it can be super intimidating, especially since I said there's so many moving parts with all this stuff. But to just, if you are interested in games, or even if you like, and you don't have any programming knowledge, you just literally have a really cool idea and you love chatbots, just like, don't be too intimidated by it. I mean, just, there are lots of resources out there. And like I said, I'm more than willing myself to offer all my expertise in this area and how to keep it going and get people more excited about it. So.
Awesome. Yeah, I love it. I mean, I can't wait to see when this blows up and then we kind of go back and it's like, wow, you know, we were talking about this in 2017. look where it's at now, you know?
Yeah. And I guess like the final thing to mention too is that just try, when it comes to chatbots, like the thing, one I said at the very, very beginning, everyone is insanely focused on just, you know, customer service and accounting and like just like virtual interactive friends and all that kind of stuff. Just think that there is really potential here, even though no one's talking about it, which I still find ridiculous. There is a huge, huge market for entertainment here. And to start playing the instant games right now, like I said, it's in Facebook Messenger. There's a little game controller. There's a ton of games you can play. And just by playing it yourself, you can see that there is potential here, that this can be a market. And then I feel like there should be a more of a conversation going on about this stuff, like techniques and, you know, what type of tools to use, you know, all this kind of stuff. I mean, I will shout it to the mountaintops how much I love and all this stuff. But if I'm the only one in the room shouting and everyone's looking at me like, you know, this guy is, what is this guy talking about? And you should only use chatbots for just, you know, talking to your customers and stuff like that. And just selling new clothes. I mean, this,
it's such a limited viewpoint.
It really, really is. And I mean, to be fair, all the chatbots in the beginning were pitched as a way to just communicate with your customer in that sense. But gamers are customers too. People do want to play games. I mean,
they spend money as well.
They spend a lot of money. You working at, the first game company that I worked for, one person spent over $15,000 on a bunch of virtual stuff that we had given.
Oh my gosh.
It was like armor, right?
That is so ridiculous.
Yeah. And another thing too that I don't think people realize is that the gaming industry has already surpassed the movie industry and any other type of entertainment industry. It is like, it makes so much money. It is the most like high. Yeah. So people, I don't think if you're not in the game industry, it's kind of hard not to realize this, but I mean, gaming is huge. It's not just something that like nerds play in their basement anymore. Right. Literally everyone plays games all the time. If it's not, you know, a console game, it's a mobile game. I mean, it's like 60, I think they said by 2018 or something like that, or 2020, it's going to be like way past the $16 billion industry. So it's like, it's huge. It's really, really big. And messaging is just another avenue for people to kind of, you know, get creative and express themselves when it comes to making really fun games. So yeah, it's everywhere and there's a lot going on with it. So when you get into chatbots, if you're coming from the entertainment world, don't think there's nothing for you. There's a lot here. Trust me. So
that's awesome. Well, awesome, Joseph. I really appreciate you coming on. And I know I've mentioned this, but any parting words or any, you know, like final, like blah, 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 or like with parting words or.
Absolutely. Just game on, my friends, please never stop gaming. It's full. Mario is so much fun. Mario Odyssey. I'm playing that right now. Great. So yeah, just keep playing games. Keep enjoying it. Chatbots are going to get bigger. Gaming is going to get even bigger. I mean, this is, if you are thinking about getting the chatbot industry right now, get into it. This is absolutely the best time to dive in. And yeah, just keep having fun.
Well, all right, everyone. Well, that is the episode for today. Hopefully you enjoyed it as much as I did. I'm kind of a geek when it comes to games. I haven't been doing a lot of games recently just because, you know, married with kids and whatnot. But I still enjoy me some games when I get the chance. And so this was a little bit of a selfish episode, if you will. But hopefully you guys got some value out of it and some entertainment. You can kind of see the future of where it's going. So if you have enjoyed this, what I'd like to do is just ask you to go to iTunes. The way iTunes works is the more ratings and reviews that I get on the podcast, the more people will actually find out about it. So if you guys can take 30 to 45 seconds, if you've gotten anything out of this episode or the podcast in general, just go and leave me an honest review. That'd be great. And then we'll be releasing the next episode here shortly, and then going from there. I got some exciting guests. I got somebody about network marketing. I got somebody about copywriting coming on soon. And then a couple other people, which are very, very awesome, which I think you'll enjoy. So until next time, keep botting away and always practice safe botting.